This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris closed down her first foreign trip Tuesday with a visit to Mexico. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, a key but complicated ally in the Biden administration's efforts to curb the spike in migration at the U.S. border. On Monday, Harris offered an optimistic outlook for improved cooperation with Guatemala on addressing the spike in migration to the U.S. after her meeting with the Guatemalan president. She also delivered a direct warning to migrants considering making that trek. That's don't come.
The goal of our work is to help Guatemalans.
In conjunction with Harris's trip, the Biden administration announced that the U.S. Justice Department would create an anti-corruption task force and an additional task force to combat human trafficking and drug smuggling in the region. New Zealand police have made 35 arrests and laid over 900 charges, according to authorities, as part of a global crackdown on transnational organized crime. During a series of police raids across the country Monday, authorities seized about 3.7 million New Zealand dollars worth of assets, vehicles, firearms, numerous mobile phones, and just under 10 kilograms of methamphetamine. The operation, which was conceived by Australian police and the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation in 2018, saw officials in the United States take control of the Anom messaging app used by organized crime networks. Crackdown led to hundreds of arrests of suspected organized crime figures across 18 countries, including 224 people in Australia, and Europol and the FBI said on social conference later.